Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Self-Love Sessions. I am Dr. Elsie Blass from elsieblass.com. This is your podcast for entrepreneurs and leaders that are ready to create a more peaceful and prosperous life. We take care of the background so you can get back out there in the limelight and increase revenue while sharing your talent and your message with the world. That's what we do here on the podcast. That's what I've always done, to be honest. As many times as I have changed the name of the podcast for the last, maybe like 2 years. The last 2 years, I have named this podcast different things. We've gone from self-love therapy to soul dreams. From soul dreams, we went to love and money. And I have recently, after speaking to a client and just really processing, I didn't want the therapy part in there. And I couldn't, you know, they were like, you know, you're a self-love like coach and psychologist. I'm like, yes, 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 I do know that. I do recognize that. I specialize in self-modification and mind redesign. So it's so fitting to be able to share that with you. But I was like, what title do I show and share? Like, what if I was to title myself, what is it that I enjoy doing? Or like, it comes super naturally to me, like supernatural. Well, that would be self-love sessions. Your girl is the self-love master. I mean, I have been doing this for a very long time and I'm still learning, right? We are ever learners, by the way. But before I get into more of being an ever learner and changing your mind, mind redesign, and all the beautiful things that come with that, I want to share what today's topic is, okay? So that way you can decide if you want to continue listening. Okay. Now, this came up for one of my clients. So this episode is dedicated to her and all of you who are going through what I'm about to share. So she wants to start her business, right? And she's so drained with her environment. The environment is draining. What would you say, and in if you're listening, and this is speaking to you, what would you say to yourself if the issue that you have is your environment? If the only way out is through, and the only way through has to do with cleaning up your environment, how can you clean up your environment? Now, we're talking environment. When we say environment, we're talking about your relationships who are in the home, right? The relationships that are at your workplace. Those are the relationships. We're looking at environment. And then we want to look at internal environment. So we just looked at some external environment, which are people, places, and things. The internal environment that we want to take a look at is, what have you been doing over and over and over again that has continued to give you the results that you have right now? Because if we come from a place where we're always busy, we always pack our day, we have so many things to do, we are never getting to a place where we are done. And I don't know that you'll always get to a place, you'll get to a place where you feel done. There's always something to do. There's always going to be something to do for your business. There's always going to be something to do at work. There's always going to be something to do with anything, right? Working on your relationship, working on your love life. There are times when I take breaks from working on my love life and I'll work on my business. And then last year I worked on both simultaneously. And I kid you not, the struggle was real. It was real. I was just like, okay, here we go. I need to freaking do this. I know that I need to do this. I'm willing to do this. And I really want to focus on that. So I had both going on at the same time. And I had to look, because to be real, the love life part it was starting to get like, not right. You know what I mean? It was just, without saying extra details, it was just not right. I was like, this is not okay. And I cannot participate in this type of experience. It doesn't make sense, because who I am and the things that I teach, I am held at a high standard. I am held at a high regard, not only maybe from God, but from my own self. Like, I'm like, I will look at myself in the mirror and say, no, we are not allowing this exchange of energy to exist. We are not allowing this type of experience to happen for self, because I can't have these relationships drain me. I can't have these relationships rob me or beat me down or strip me of my power when I have to go back into my business, share my message with the world. And my message is this: I help people self-love themselves, restore themselves, stabilize mentally, stabilize emotionally, stabilize spiritually, stabilize physically, right? We talk about health and nutrition, all of the things that have to do with loving the self and providing optimum performance for self to exist, for self to go back into your leadership position, for self to go back into being a parent, for self to show up as a partner. Like, at what point did I think that I wasn't going to come around full circle and have to take care and clean up some things in my personal life all over again? Of course. Of course. And so as an entrepreneur, as a leader, you always want to, if you see that you're struggling in your business or you're struggling with your business or elevating or growing or anything like that, I want you to take a look at your personal life, because chances are there is something in your personal life that is just like, hey, if you clean this up, you can elevate to the next version of you. And the things in the business start to make more sense and things start to get into more alignment because you took care of the background. Now, your talent is needed out there in the world. We know that, right? Your message is needed out there in the world. And what happens when your personal life becomes too much or doesn't allow you to expand yourself and be able to go deeper into the great work that you know you came here to do? It is so frustrating. It is absolutely frustrating to be in a place where you want to go out there and save humanity, if you will, right? I mean, we save them, we heal them, we love them, right? With our art, with our creativity, with our expansion, with our knowledge, with our wisdom, with our love, with our support, with our motivation. And so it's important that our environment is clean and clear. Sometimes you will have to take a break from your business. Sometimes you'll have to put your business on hold. I mean, there were times I had to put my business, and no one knew this, I had to put my business on hold multiple times for 3 months, 1 month, 6 months, 8 months, 1 year. I put my business on hold without anyone realizing or recognizing it, just so I could work on myself. Just so I could self-love myself. Now, the business was still operating. Money was still coming in here and there. But there were months where I had $0 coming in. But I knew that I had to clean up my personal life. And I really had to clean up my environment. And you know where it started? It started with these two things. The very first thing that it started with was with me creating boundaries. I know the discomfort that might bring for some of us, right? But hear me out. Boundaries, but what comes after creating the boundaries is implementing the boundaries. After implementing the boundaries, then it comes following through with the boundaries. Do you know your girl will get stuck in the cycle of three? Like, okay, I created the boundary. I'm implementing the boundary. I am not following through with the boundary. I'm allowing people, places, and things to continue this behavior, but at some point, it was because it was benefiting me in some way. I was getting something out of it. Now, whether it's a positive or a negative, or whether it's toxic or it's, you can transfer it into the mindset or perception of tolerating, you know, sometimes we tolerate things because if not, we won't receive the other benefits that are coming in with this toleration. You know what I'm talking about, right? And so if you are dependent on this relationship in some fashion or some aspect of it, you will find yourself tolerating behaviors and exchanging energy in an environment that does not serve you. And it is so difficult and so challenging and so draining. And then you can't go out there and share your message. You are literally drained. By the end of the day, you're just like, I am fucking done. Like, I am done. And then when you think you're done, you decide to go in the bathroom and get yourself together. I'm talking to myself right now. And get yourself together so you can get your booty to the gym. And you're looking hot and as hot and as hot as could be. But on the inside, you are saying to yourself, I could just run from all this shit right now. I could just run right now. Run from all this shit right now. I could just run. And if I can run, how far could I go? And if I could run, how, you know, what would I be doing? Where would I go? If I could run away from all this, it feels so heavy sometimes. It really, really does. And although I make jokes with myself and I laugh about myself, like, you know, about things that I think and, but at the end of the day, I was sitting back and I was just like, no, this can't continue. None of this can continue. I have to change each and every aspect of this experience because I have to get back into the limelight and do what I came here to do. I need the time. I need the energy and I need the love. I need the love, and my environment was not providing the time and the energy and the love. It was only taking from me. And for you, this might be a partner. For you, this might be your work. It is just taking. Maybe it's your home life, your children. Don't feel bad. Don't feel bad that you feel these ways that you might feel. You're human. You're human. And we are just to love ourselves, right? And I'm feeling this right now. There might be some of you listening who have or who continue to entertain the same type of love experience over and over and over and over and over again. And I'm here to tell you that you are not alone and it is okay. It is okay. You might have just chosen the same person over and over and over again. I did that many times. I'm like, okay, I'm still choosing this toxic person. My ass is still choosing this toxic-ass person, same person, but it's toxic. I'm still choosing it. I'm like, why? Yo, when are you going to learn? What is going on, girl? And I was like, hey, listen, I'm just in a state of tolerating. I'm just in a state of tolerating. I need you to stick with me. I need you to suffer through this with me until we change the environment and the life experience. We're gonna persevere in this badass, uncomfortable, bullshit experience until it changes. And we're gonna persevere. And that's what I had to say to myself. But after that point, you know what came next? This is what comes next. I had to then go into mind redesign. I needed to tell my mind and my brain. Then I have conversations with my brain. I'm like, brain, I need you to look for a way out, a way of escape, a peaceful way of moving and shifting out of this experience. Because there's so many layers of this experience that are just robbing me of my life and robbing me of my time and energy. And you know what that really is about? Can I share with you that this is truly about self-vulnerability? Or how the other way I like to say it, usually I say things backwards sometimes, maybe not to you, but to myself. Vulnerability with self. Self-vulnerability or vulnerability with self. And maybe that's what we need today. Maybe today you need vulnerability with self. Be vulnerable and honest without judgment about what you think and feel and what you might say to yourself about your business, about your love life, about you, about your money, about your health, about your body. Because there might be so much hatred, there might be so many negative things that you're thinking, and what you focus on expands. And so if you keep focusing on the heaviness of this experience, it will expand and it will feel even heavier than God even intended it to be. You have the control. We have the power to be able to expand an emotion, a vibration, an experience. So let's drain, let's starve the negative aspects of this experience. No more feeding it, your energy with it, which is your thought and visualization that you're doing. You keep replaying things over and over and over again in your mind. No. What we are going to do now is we're going to write out a positive story. What's the positive storyline that can replace the experience that you're experiencing? Write its opposite. Write it as if it is existing right now. I want to hear that. And I want you to continue to read it out loud, like you're studying your lines, okay? Like you're an actor and you're studying your lines and you're reading it out loud and you're giving it the power, you're giving it the emotion, you're turning into the character. So I want you to do that as an exercise. And it's really, really amazing because vulnerability with self is really visiting with self. And in these moments when you're feeling like drained and tired and life is just giving you the 1-2 punch and the uppercut, right? 1-2 uppercut. This is why delegating tasks gives you energy. These moments, because you might be able to ask someone in your environment for help. You might be able to ask your children or ask a friend, or there might be someone who can actually help you. And if there is no one, that's okay. There were times when it was no one for me too. And that's when I just rest. I give myself relaxation time. And then I tell myself, okay, are you ready to step in the gap? Are you ready to do the thing that we're called to do today? And I'm like, yeah, I'm ready. And if my answer is no, I'm not ready, then I ask myself, why? Why are you not ready? But not in a like a negative connotation, like, well, why aren't you ready? Like, oh, of course, you better get ready. No, it's more like, well, why? Why? Tell me why you're not ready. And then that version of me will say, well, I just need more love. I need more peace. I need more gentleness. I need more comfort. I need more calmness. I need more peace. I need more exposure in a specific area to give me what I need more of. And you have those vulnerability moments with yourself. You're a lot stronger when you are wise and full of flow and overflow. Everyone needs help and love, and we continue to not take up too much space in our relationships and in our household. Maybe because we don't feel safe. There's nothing more draining than to feel like you can't hold space in your own home for your own self. It is a form of a trauma, to be honest with you. And it's re-traumatizing yourself because you're not in a vibration of flow, because there's a lot of resistance. And when there's a lot of resistance, and I'm going to share some mind things that I want you to do. It's another exercise for you. But in this instant, because we feel that way, we can't really feel the freedom that we want to feel. Maybe because we feel that we can't. But you don't. If you don't start today, if you don't start taking up space today, then you're going to lose the chances that you can take to move ahead. Take up space, and sometimes taking up space is asking people to step in and help you for 1 hour a week, 30 minutes a day, one time a week, two times a week. Like, if it's not too draining for them and it's not robbing them of their ability to move forward. And also it's giving you an opportunity to feel more expansive on the inside of you. You owe it to yourself to try to delegate. You owe it to yourself to ask for help, and you owe it to yourself to speak to your brain and tell your brain what it is that you both will be open and available to doing, seeing, having, and being. And I love that. And I love talking to my brain. If I see that I'm struggling in a certain area, I start talking to my brain. I'm like, brain, I want you to look for opportunities to get resources and material to learn so that we can elevate and come out of this. Brain, I want to learn how to love better. Brain, I feel like there's resistance that I'm offering myself, and that's the reason why I can't find love. Let's say that's the thought process for you, right? And you tell your brain that, and you're like, brain, I want us to be better with self-control. Brain, help me to love myself more deeper and think more positively about myself. Can you help me with that? And your brain's like, of course, because your brain is in your best interest. And sometimes when it thinks that you are on survival mode, it will then turn on and activate for self-preservation and self-protection. But in fact, it's transferring as self-sabotage because you haven't spoken to your brain and told your brain what to focus on. Brain, I want you to stop focusing on the lack in my life. And I want you to start focusing on the abundance in my life. Can you remind me of all the little things and the big things that are so abundant in my life? I really want that from you this week. And I really want that from you today. So let's be open to that together, brain. How do you feel about that? And your brain's like, oh my God, yes, of course. Of course. Your brain might have an accent, you know, so throw it in there for fun. You got to have fun with yourself, please. God, please. You all, like, really, we have to have fun with ourselves. We have to play with ourselves. We have to be exciting. And listen, when we are like that with ourselves, you know how amazing we get to show up as partners? Like, we give this high-valued experience for our other relationships when we have a healthy relationship with ourselves and with our own brain. And when you go to share yourself with someone else or with your business or with a client, you get to serve them, love them, experience that passion and love and desire or friendship or kindness. You get to experience that on a whole deeper level because you were able to have fun with your own self-modification, with your own self-growth, with your own self-love. This is the type of self-love session that you are meant to begin as soon as possible. Seriously. This is you taking everything that you know about self-love and taking it to the next level. Really being vulnerable with yourself and telling yourself the truth about what really exists for you. When we are 100% honest with self, without judgment, we restrain judgment because then self doesn't feel safe and self won't share. I need you to hear me on that. And I'm talking about you versus you. Yourself won't share with you anything that's going to liberate you both if you are holding judgment towards self. Then self won't reveal the truth to you. And then you stay stuck in a loop. And this could be with your business. It could be with your love life. It could be with, you know, a family. It could be with money. It could be with business. And it's just all of it, right? Your nutrition, your health, losing weight, gaining weight, all that stuff. Struggling with different diseases. It's you versus you, but you have to be honest with you so that you can win. You got to be honest with you so that you can win. So What are you going to do differently to get yourself out of this situation? Because what you have been doing and what you have been saying yes to and what you have been accepting all these times, all these years, all these months, you see that you've gotten the same results. So there, you have to come to a place of surrender. Surrender and release. That those are the words that are coming up for me. Surrender and release. Surrender and release. So I want you to do a journaling prompt, and it is, I surrender and release, and then fill in the blank. I want you to exhaust this sentence, which means that you're going to write the same sentence again, and you're going to plug in and end with something different. And you're going to keep saying the same sentence and keep plugging in a different answer until you feel complete, until you feel there's nothing left. I surrender and release the way that I'm running my business. I surrender and release the way that I keep showing up in relationships. I surrender and release the people that I continue to attract in my life that are so toxic and unhealthy for me. I surrender and release these mindset and this theology and these limitations in my soul. I surrender that right now. I surrender and release those things. I surrender people. I release. You release your partner, release your spouse, release your children. Release. I surrender and release. I surrender and release. I surrender and release. And I take back energy and I elevate and I pour energy into myself. And I want you to see a hole in the top of your head. And I want you to visualize someone safe pouring in, like God, the angels, like if you want to ask your ancestors, just pouring in positive, loving, holy, pure energy from source. Filling up your energy, filling up your cup, filling up your body. Just a place of surrender and release, and now a place of filling up your cup. Allow yourself to be filled. Take a nice deep breath in with your eyes closed, and exhale. We just slid into a meditation. Hope you're okay with that. I love you very much. You know I got you. You got to follow the spirit, right? Deep breath in and exhale as you continue to receive the energy and the flow of power, motivation. You need to get filled. I'll be back in just a few seconds. Just surrender. Surrender. Take a nice deep breath in and exhale. You're doing so good. I want you to continue this sacred, special practice. It is so divine. Sometimes we just need to empty ourselves, empty our mind, and empty our thoughts. And the way that you do that is through journaling, or I call it self-love talk sessions, where you talk to yourself and you answer yourself. You ask yourself questions. You provide a coaching experience / friendship with yourself, and you allow yourself to speak to yourself and figure it out. Or just come to a place of talking so much crap about the situation that you have just, you're done. Like, you released it, and then you give it to God and you ask for a cleansing and a purification, and then you ask to be filled, and then visualize yourself being filled. This is the way of the master. This is the thing that you do if you're a leader, if you're an entrepreneur, if you are a parent, if you are, you know, a business owner. This is you. You gotta release and surrender, and you gotta fill. And when you have that, when you are experiencing these times of drainage, then this is the maintenance that you go to for expansion and purification. And you do this every day. And it doesn't have to take longer than 5, 10 minutes or 30 minutes. But really give yourself that time to diffuse, to release, to reset, especially in your line of work. If your line of work feels very, very heavy, where there's a heavy drainage, right? So you have to match the experience with its opposite. So if the experience is draining, if the experience, the level that it's offering you, you have to match that, which means that the maintenance would be more often or less often based off of the experience. The maintenance of your energy and your flow is what I'm referring to. Okay, I hope that makes sense. If it doesn't, please let me know. Reach out to me so I can answer your questions and just make sure that we are on the same page, because I want you to feel what? Liberated, right? I want you to feel liberated and free. Okay, how long have we been on? Okay, cool. I will close with this because I wanted to read some things to you actually. Okay. Okay, so I wrote some things in the show notes, okay? It's some extensive things that I wanted to share with you, but go read them. They're very important. We talk about creating and following through with new boundaries, releasing and letting go, and then living for today and the, living today for tomorrow, right? Because we're planting seeds for tomorrow. So how we think, how we feel, everything that we allow that exists today will manifest tomorrow. So let's be careful what we're thinking, because we're sowing seeds and we're watering them, right? So what are we going to think instead? What are you going to think instead? And then know the business. And okay, know that the business is hard. Business owning is hard. Leadership is hard. Listen, it is what it is. It's hard. It's not for the faint. It kicks your ass. It knocks you down. It makes you cry. It makes you confused. You get lost. You don't know where you're going. You try different things. You fail. You lose. You invest. You make money. You invest. You lose money. It's real. It is effing real. It just is. And if you got to play to win. And what that means is that you know in the end you're going to win by the daily choices of showing up and losing when you lose and winning when you win and going through the struggles and being tired and overworking and then underworking and then not working too much and then feeling like you got to put work on hold because you have to take care of your family. This is the life. This is the life. Depending on how many people are in your life, it can get even more crazy. That's why I try to keep it to a minimum. I can't. And that's why I live where I live. I have to keep things in control because I am determined to become a billionaire. I am. When I say I'm determined, it could possibly be an understatement. That's how serious I am and how serious I'm taking this. And so I have to make sure that I have my environment feeling and being the best quality as possible. And if there are people that can't participate or match that, then it has to come to a place of closure. Because no one's going to stop me from getting to where I want to go, not even me. No one is going to be able to stop me. I am going full force, gun ho. No one can stop me, not even me. And I'm in this body. Not even I can stop myself. There's not enough self-sabotage that will stop me from getting to where I am determining to go. When you are determined to have that life, when you are determined, you can take breaks. You can stop, you can pause, and then you can press fucking play. And then you go after it and you make it happen. Sometimes you will get knocked down on your ass, and it can last for a year. It can last for 2 years. Do you know that I was in under excruciating discomfort for 2 whole years. And my business was almost like on this pause and play situation. But I was determined to clean up the areas that needed cleaning to set the stage for where I was going. And a lot of the time, it's such a hindrance when our mind says to us, man, we're not there yet. Man, we have so many things to do. Man, we should have been done by this by now. Man, I tell my brain to shut up sometimes. I'm like, can you stop? Can you not? That's not really helping. I get it. You're being real. I'm cool with that. Like, it's all good. But right now, like, you know, when you want to talk Spanish, you're like, ja, like, not now. You know what I mean? Or you're like, bro, can you chill? You got me stressed over here under these sheets. I'm trying to relax. You got me stressed over here under these sheets. What's wrong with you? Yeah, sometimes you have to tell your brain to shh, be quiet. Aren't you tired? I tell my brain, are you tired? You on that same shit since this morning. Aren't you tired? Right? Oh my God. I'm like, yeah, you're right. I've been on that shit since this morning. Damn it. I just wasted 3 hours. But it's fine. You know why? Because we needed that. We needed it. We needed to talk the shit. We needed to expand. We needed to go deeper. We needed to do research. We needed to Google. We needed to search the hell out of IG for some quotes. You know what I'm saying? Like, we needed something. And it's okay. All right. So I want to move on to telling you and sharing, telling you about this week's affirmations. So cool. Are you ready for this week's affirmations? I'm going to do like a list of affirmations every single week. I do it for myself. And I want to share with you. I feel like this is so exciting. I'm like literally cheesing right now. I'm hype. I love self-modification. Don't even get me started. Oh my gosh, I could talk about it for hours. I know. I try not to though. No, not everybody wants to hear about it, you know? They're like, can you not talk about that right now? I'm like, sure, I'm picking up on your energy. We can talk about something else. Like snakes. I could talk about snakes. Did you know that there were over 2,000 species of palm trees? Yeah. All right. So like, I'm very vast in my conversations. Okay. Rabbit trail has ended. Thank you. Let's bring it back. Okay. So what was I saying to you, darlings, before I rudely interrupted myself? And now I'm lost forever. I don't know where I was. Okay. I want to read this week's affirmations because I do them for myself and I write them in my planner and it's super exciting. And every day I go in my planner and I read them. I write them out every Monday and every Monday morning at like between 6:30 and 7:30, I'm writing these affirmations down. I'm like, what do I need to hear this week? What do I need to believe? What do I need to learn? And I'm like, I am learning about self-modification. I am learning about saving money. I'm learning about how to love myself better this week. I am so excited that I'm falling upon all these things that are teaching me how to, boom, and then plug in. Like wherever you're struggling, wherever you need more love, more self-love, just say, I am experiencing this week. I am doing this. My eyes are open to, and then fill in the blank. Because we want your brain and your mind to be open and focused on these new things so that the problems can be solved when we tell the brain to look for the resolution outside in the world or internally, right? So that's how that works. And it works like a charm and it's so amazing and I absolutely love it. But that's one of my hacks and my little tricks. And it works like a charm. Okay, let me read these affirmations again. You can also find these in the show notes and then I'll let you go today. We are doing so good. Thank you so much for sticking with me. This has been such an amazing episode. I really hope that you enjoyed this. If you did, give a 5-star rating and share it with a friend. And also please, please, please reach out to me and let me know what episode you loved and what really made an impact on your life. Okay, so this week's affirmations are, I am making more time for me. I am making more time for me. Oh my gosh, I am making so much more time for me. It's so cool. It's so good. I'm making more time for me. And the reason why you go down that rabbit trail and the reason why you share that with yourself is because you're telling your brain, hey, listen, this is what we're doing. We're making more time for us. And your brain will find new ways for you to gain back your time. Okay, second one is, I am acknowledging new ways to save myself time and energy and money. I am acknowledging new ways to save myself time. I am acknowledging myself, I am acknowledging new ways to save myself energy. I am acknowledging new ways to save more love and time, money, fill in the blank. Whatever you are acknowledging new ways to save your relationships, to save your marriage, to save your love life, to save yourself, right? And then the next one is, I am delegating things to others more and more, and it feels so good to have more time. I am delegating new things. Oh, I like this one. Let's rephrase it. I am delegating things to others more and more, and it feels good to both them and me. Right? I love that one. You want to know why? Because sometimes we don't delegate because we're like, oh, I don't want to burden this person. I don't want them to feel this. It's going to feel heavy. And we go down that rabbit trail and then we start speaking for the other person. And really, we can just start telling ourselves, I am delegating things more and more, and it feels really good to them and to me. And what you're doing is you're setting the stage energetically for them and for you. Even if you want to talk to your partner about something that's real challenging, I am having this conversation with my partner and it's feeling better and better for them and for me. We are overcoming. And you set the stage before you even have the conversation. You set the stage of what the experience can be like between the both of you. Okay, let me scroll down here. There's so many, so please go check it out because there are just so many. But I am showing others that I respect my time and that my time is sacred at work, at school, at home, everywhere. I am showing up for myself in new and powerful ways. I am no longer allowing people to take advantage of me. I see things and lovingly call it out and then set boundaries that I stick to with force and with love. I have my time back. I love saying that. I have my money. I have money. I have peace. I have time. I have beauty. I have my mind. I am joy. I am love. I am peace. I am solid. I am stable. I am emotionally stable. I am mentally stable. I am spiritually stable. I am financially stable. So my love, these are some that you can review. And again, go take a look at the show notes because I might've missed one of the ones while I was scrolling, but these are really good. I thought about one of my clients specifically and I was like, what does she need to hear this week? What can she say to herself? What can we plug into her thought process that she can read every single day and feel a shift by the end of the week? Because I want my girl to feel a shift by the end of the week. I love her and I've been in her shoes. So I'm like, okay, let's take a look. And then I will dare challenge you who are listening. Ask yourself, what do I need to hear today? What is causing some form of debilitation? Like what's limiting me, debilitating me, I should say. And then you change that thought process to something different for yourself. And it's so beautiful and loving for you to be able to do that for yourself. Okay, I will let you go. I hope that you enjoyed that. And yeah. This was a full episode. You know, thank you for sticking with me. I'm Dr. Elsie Blass from elsieblass.com. Again, you are listening to Self Love Sessions, the podcast. Visit elsieblass.com for more. And if you are looking for an opportunity to work with someone who has been in the field for a very long time, 20 years, and someone who can help you and support you and love you through your process and help you get to the next level of you, the next phase of you, the evolution. If you're looking to evolve or heal or clean or cleanse any part of your life that's listed here on the cover of our podcast, I listed them out because I'm like, these are my specialties right here. I got you on these. You know, I can do this. So let's dive in together in a session. I want you to dive in. I'm going to drop a link and it's for working together for 4 months. And you get to pick any part of your life that can use more love, more peace, more prosperity. I want you to reach out. So I'm going to drop the link. If I don't drop the link because I know we're still working on a few things, then just reach out to me on elsieblass.com/contact. Can't talk anymore. And also, you can reach me through any of my social media, right? That's good too. But ideally, I think what I'm really wanting from you today, if you are able to give anything, that would be to come to the website and on the homepage, enter in your email. I want you to be a part of my community and I really want to take it further so that I can pour into you in a new and a fresh way. So I took a little bit of time off from my newsletters because I was working on myself and I was building up a healthy relationship with newsletters. And I want it to look so beautiful and special and really give the powerful transformation each and every week through my newsletters. And so with that, what I've decided was I'm collecting emails and I want us to stay connected. So if you want to be a part of the self-love community, then go ahead and go to my website, elsieblass.com, enter in your email there so I can continue to be the light in your life and help you see the light for yourself and the lamp that's already set at your feet. I think sometimes we just need someone else to come with a flashlight and say, hey, look, there goes the lantern. It's right in front of you. It was right in front of you all along. And here it is. And then you grab the lantern and you light up the path even further and deeper and wider as you move forward into your life. And it's a beautiful experience to be a part of that and to have clients that trust me and love me and I love them. I want to read something that one of my previous clients sent me. It was absolutely divine and it changed my life. I haven't responded to her just yet, but wow. Beautiful, beautiful soul. Okay. So I'm going to read it out loud. Hi to the progressive, wise before her time, absolutely wonderful, super smart, highly skilled, valued woman and professional you are, and my absolute number one self-love therapist, to the trailblazer who taught me how to love my younger self way before it became a popular thing to do for healing, and it seems like everyone now is jumping on board. I upgraded. Okay, and then she goes into saying some things. So then she says, I don't want to read too much, right? So trying to love all of me every day, always thinking of you and asking myself, what would Elsie tell me to do? What has she taught me and how do I keep going? Sending you a big hug. And then she sent me a post from her work and it's absolutely divine. and she looks absolutely beautiful. And wow, yeah. So she's always been like really special to me, and yeah, really special. So anyway, I just wanted to share that with you. I received it yesterday, and I've been self-loving, so I haven't responded to her, and I know she'll understand. But I want to tell you, I want to leave you with this last bit here, and that is, love yourself. Love yourself, because one of the greatest commandments is to love our neighbor, and we can't love our neighbor if we don't love ourselves. So it starts, how can you, if you love your neighbor like you love yourself and you're not loving yourself properly, you may or may not love your neighbor properly, or you may love your neighbor more than you love yourself, and you end up hurting yourself because you chose someone who didn't love you as much as you love them. So love yourself. And your neighbor is your sister, your brother, your client, your partner. Your neighbor is you. You versus you is your neighbor. You and self, yourself is your neighbor. You're there together. Your mind has its own way of thinking. Your body has its own mechanism of intelligence on a cellular level. Your spirit is there with you. Your heart has a mind of its own. I mean, it's you all day. It's you all day. You are each other's neighbor. Your heart is the neighbor to your mind. Your mind is the neighbor to your spirit. Your spirit is the neighbor to your body, your physical form, your organs. Those are your neighbors. How are you loving your neighbors inside? How are you loving your neighbors? I know that's so... this is just coming to me right now, by the way, about the whole neighbor with your organs. So I don't know. That's fresh. That's new. You know what I mean? I haven't gone that far yet. So here we go. We're opening up to something different now. New way of thinking about things. So thank you for sticking around this long. I really appreciate you. I love you. And welcome. I hope you're okay with the name change. Again, I apologize. And I think this is it for us. So self-love sessions. We're going to stick to that. And yeah, thanks for riding out this long with me. I appreciate you. Take care of yourselves and each other. And I will talk to you in our next episode. Bye for now. I'm Dr. Elsie Blass from elsieblass.com.